So I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Sfiras HaOmer. I think everyone can hear me. Baruch Hashem, good. In general, we have, let's say, by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? So it's obvious that they're connected. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are connected by the Aser Simei Tshuva. There's a clear flow between the two Yomim Tovim. We start off being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they're the Aser Simei Tshuva, and then they go right into Yom Kippur. It's a clear connection of time. Now, sometimes a little bit longer to see, but it's definitely a similar type of structure, is the relationship between Pesach and Shavuos. The Ramban writes that the period between Pesach and Shavuos is kind of like a Chol Moed in its ideal form. And the truth is, if we weren't in an Avelis for the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, it would actually kind of be like a Chol Moed in its ideal form, a very happy time, because the Pesach sort of ends in the middle of a story. I mean, you have a people, they get through to Yom Suf, and now what? Like, where are they going? What are they doing? It sort of ends like in the middle of a desert, basically, which is not the way to end a story. So really, the whole point is, and this is the idea of Sfiras HaOmer, is that we're going to Har Sinai, just being dropped off on the other side of a sea, even with our enemies there drowned and dead, but still without a something on the GPS to show where we're going, what we're doing. So there's no value to just being free. Being free without a destination is hefgeris, right? We've talked about this many times, that when someone has no direction in their life, they're actually they're a servant to themselves. They have no clear way they're going. They have no real understanding of what life is about. So the connection between Pesach and Shavuos is really freedom with direction. That's what we call it, freedom with direction. So that's the idea of Sfiras HaOmer. The idea of Sfiras HaOmer is to keep our eye on the ball and understand that we're heading towards Matan Torah. Now, what I'd like to talk about for a few minutes is what exactly is the avoda of Sfiras HaOmer. So one thing that's clear is that Sfiras HaOmer is to prepare for Matan Torah. Meaning, of course, we're supposed to learn Yomim V'Layla, but learning is not necessarily the way you prepare for Kabbalah HaTorah, because the first year, when Klal Yisrael was getting the Torah, they didn't even have the Torah yet. So there was no Torah to even learn to prepare for getting the Torah. So how do you prepare for getting the Torah? So we do know, Chazal tell us, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, that when a person has proper midos, midos toibis, so that's a prerequisite to Torah. Derech Eretz is Kadma LaTorah. So therefore it follows that when you're working on preparing for Kabbalah HaTorah, you have to work on Derech Eretz. That's what you have to work on. If a person doesn't have Derech Eretz, he's not a base kibbutz for the Torah. And this is why it's said that that's why there was such a midas hadin on Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim Dafka during the period of Sfiras HaOmer. Because the period of Sfiras HaOmer is the period of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And it's a time where there's tremendous midas hadin on people who are not acting appropriately in their midos. And it's a time where a person has to work on perfecting their midos. So if you look in your siddur, you'll see something very interesting, which is that there are all sorts of Kabbalistic lists in the siddur. If we take out our siddur, for example, last week was the week of Chesed, and there were various permutations of Chesed. There was Chesed Sheba Chesed, Gvura Sheba Chesed, Tiferet Sheba Chesed, Hod Sheba Chesed, Netzach Sheba Chesed, Yisod Sheba Chesed, Malchus Shebe Chesed, there were seven permutations of Chesed. This is what they look like. Each day has like a permutation. So I'd like to try to explain what this means to us. It's obviously very Kabbalistic, but it has a very down-to-earth understanding over here. There are basically seven behaviors that we have, seven midos that come from Hashem. And these are seven types of ways of functioning. One is called chesed, one is called gvura, one is called tiferes, one is called netzach, one is called hod, and one is called yisod, and one is called malchus. And these are ways that Hashem, these are called seven midos of Hashem. Hashem in the world basically uses these midos to run the world. So let's start with, we're going to really start and end with the easy ones, which is Hashem's chesed. So Hashem's chesed is when Hashem bestows chesed on the world. Hashem's gvura is where Hashem bestows the punishments or the dinim or the harshness on the world. And because we're at Tzelem Elokim, so therefore each one of us has these seven modes of operation. We have a mode of operation of chesed when we're doing good. We have modes of operation of discipline and self-control. That's gvura. We have modes of operation of honor, kavod, and how we project ourselves and how we're showing kavod for other things. That's the mode of tiferes. So we operate in these modes. In these modes of hanhagas. So these are all our midos. So if you take each one of these seven, right, and you divide it into components, each one of the seven breaks up into another seven. So you'll have, let's say in chesed, you'll have chesed of chesed, gvura of chesed, tiferes of chesed, right, netzach, chod, yisod, and malchus of chesed, which is seven chesed. If you could do the same thing with gvura, you do it with all seven. When you do it with all seven, you get 49, which means that by the 49th day, you've covered all 49 modes of functioning, all 49 ways of behaving. Each one of the seven can be broken into seven. So I'll give you examples of how this could be played out in practical life, okay? Let's try it right now. Let's do today's midah. Today's midah, I think, is chesed shebegvura. Today's day 8, right? So let's check in our calendar just to make sure this is true. I'm now opening the back of our siddur. And if today is Yom Shmini, today shebegvura. So let's try to explain this. And this is based on the Sefer Usfartimachem by Rav Daniel Frisch. Rav Daniel Frisch wrote a parish on the Zohar, and he also wrote a parish on the various avodas of every day of Sfiras HaOmer, a specific avoda for that day. So let's discuss today. Chesed Shebegvura. Gvura is discipline, or Yirah Shamayim. Now, what is chesed in Yirah Shamayim? So let's say like this. If I want to grow in Yirah Shamayim by focusing on all the good things that Hashem does for me, so then I'll think, wow, Hashem gave me life. Hashem gave me a wonderful family. Hashem gave me wonderful teachers. Hashem gave me a great community. And I'm using all of that to become more dedicated to halacha, which is Yirah Shamayim, Vura. So I'm using chesed, the chesed of Hashem, to grow in my gvura, in my Yirah Shamayim. So today's avoda, in Ben Adam Lamakom at least, would be chesed shebegvura. In what area of chesed in your life could you grow in gvura, in motivating yourself in self-control? let's say an even more interesting case. Let's try... Let's try a more funny case. I'll bring a funny case. Let's say someone's trying to lose weight. So that's Gvura. So that's our week. The week of self-control is Gvura. But let's say he's trying to lose weight because he knows his mother can't afford to buy him a new suit. So that's Chesed Shebe Gvura. His motivation for self-control is that his mother will feel good that she doesn't have the pressure to buy him a new suit because that waist is expanding. So he's using Chesed to exercise Gvura. Sometimes a person might do this for themselves in a diet. They might say, if you're good on your diet, so then you can buy yourself a special watch. So you're doing a chesed for yourself. You say, if you make Zman Kriyashma for the next 3 months, then you'll take yourself out to dinner. Very nice. So that's a chesed shebegvura. That's a chesed shebegvura. Let's do another chesed shebegvura. Again, we're just doing this because it's today's avoda, but it could be on any day. Let's do another chesed shebegvura. You discipline your children. So what do? You use Gvura, so it's the weak discipline. So you tell your child, ooh, you were bad. So now for 3 days, you can't go on your bike. You're like grounded a little bit, okay? So that's Gvura. But now you see that after the first day, your son or daughter is being so good. So you reduce the punishment now instead of 3 days to 1 day. That's a chesed shebegvura. It's not a real chesed, because chesed is where you, like, you know, you do something nice for someone. Here, you're reducing the gvura. Your chesed is that he's punished less. It's not like a full chesed. It's not like you're taking him on a trip, but you're using a chesed in the mita of gvura. The mita of gvura is to be harsh and to give discipline, but you're reducing that punishment, so that's a chesed shebegvura. Perhaps we could suggest with a Yetzias Mitzrayim motif that when Hashem reduced the 400 years of slavery to 210, that's called a chesed shebegvura, right? Because on the one hand, Hashem's not doing a chesed for us right now. If a person finds a shidduch, that's a chesed. If a person gets a new house, they're getting a chesed. But if a person gets less of a punishment, that's not an outright chesed. That's a chesed shebegvura. It's that the gvura has an element of chesed to it. Sometimes they have this in courts, that if you write nice letters about the person and show that they're wonderful people, so then they get off earlier. They get out of jail. So that's today's midah, chesed shebegvura. But obviously, every day has its own thing. So let's do tomorrow's. Why not? Just for fun. I mean, for Torah, but for fun. Let's work on Gvura Shebegvura. Ooh, this is heavy, right? Because if Gvura is already punishment, and Gvura Shebegvura means a Gvura mentality in Gvura, meaning like this. You say, I want this punishment to be very effective. And I realize this punishment should be very harsh. So when you think about how harsh it should be, that's a gvura shebegvura. First, you're thinking about punishments, which is already a gvura. And now you're trying to make the punishment intense. So that's a gvura shebegvura, right? All punishments should come for a good reason. But, you know, let's say a kid walks in the street. Rahman al-Assad, he doesn't hold a hand when he goes in the street, a little kid. So now you want, oh, let's mix it up. Let's mix it. Let's do something interesting. If when you're pulling your kid out of the street, so that's a chesed shebegvura, because the whole gvura is to save him from getting hit by a car, Rahman al-Azlan. But when you grab him very strong at the same time, squeeze his arm, to make it uncomfortable because you want to scare him from doing it again. Again, when it comes to danger, you have to be harsh with your children. So, because otherwise they're not going to be afraid. Anytime danger. So when you're squeezing his arm a little bit, not hurting him, chas v'shalom, but making it uncomfortable. So that's a gvura shebegvura. So in the same act, you did a chesed shebegvura because you really don't want to punish your kid. You just want to protect them. That's a chesed of gvura. Your motivation was chesed in the gvura. And you did something, you wanted to make it scarier, so you did a gvura shebegvura. Very, very interesting. So in all of the midos over Sfiras HaOmer, there are literally 49 computations of all the human psyche and the ruchnius chalakim. Obviously, it's not just psychology, because psychology would work with chesed gvura teferes, which is things you love, things you hate, things you fear, and things you honor. That's teferes. When you get to the other midas, netzachod, yisod, and malchus, you have to deal with much more ruchni things. But the psychological level for sure applies to chesed, gvura, and teferes. There's no question. Those are, man is someone who loves and desires. That's the meaning of chesed. Man is someone who fears. And all psychology books for that reason, secular psychology books, talk about man's desire to live, man's desire to seek pleasure. These are all in Midas Chesed. And man's fear of danger, that's in the Midah of Yira. And man's desire for honor and recognition, that's the Midah of Teferis. So that much the psychologists do know about. And those are the more simple Midas. So I'm glad we're not graduating to explaining Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. Those are beyond the scope of today's shir. However, the concepts are still the same. Let's try another one. In 2 days' time, we're going to get to Teferes Shebegvura. What's Teferes Shebegvura? So Teferes is honor, kavod. So let's say, let's do an easy one. You know your motivation for having Yira Shamayim is recognition from a Rebbe. Not, again, lo lishma ba lishma. So that's using Teferes Shebegvura. You're using honor to have more Yira Shamayim. Really deep down, you want to have your motivator that that your Rebbe will compliment you. So you might end up having a relationship with your Rebbe and working on a certain mitzvah because you like the recognition. That's very good. That's Teferes Shebigvura. So all of these things are showing us that there are 49 ways of perfecting ourselves to get to Kabbalas HaTorah. That's the goal. The goal is to get to Kabbalas HaTorah. And once we're perfected in our midos, then... Oh, Yechiel Kaufman. Hi, Yechiel. Good to see you. So once we're perfected in our midos in seven aspects, seven times seven, seven aspects of human personality, right? And the ruchniest chelik of him as well, which is beyond psychology. And once we have that, so then we're ready for Kabbalas HaTorah. Kabbalas HaTorah is supposed to be for someone who's already a full human being. So if a person is a full human being, then he can get the Torah. But if a person is not human enough, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And a person has to make sure that he's acting like a real mensch. That's what it means. The Mishnah says that what I quoted, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, is the more famous line. That's from a medrash. It's easy and hard to find that medrash. The more established line is in the Mishnah Avos, Imein Torah in Derech Eretz. Imein Derech Eretz in Torah. That if you don't have Derech Eretz, you can't have Torah, because Derech Eretz is the way of the land to act like a mensch. If you have the Torah to define for you what a mensch is, you'll also be lost. So kind of they they work on each other. I can't get into the details over here of how, but basically the idea is that you need Derech Eretz to get Torah, and then you need Torah to crystallize or fine-tune your Derech Eretz. So this is really the idea of Sfiras HaOmer. You're not just counting, you're developing. In theory, even though we don't know how to develop at such a specific level, but at least that's why we learn Pirkei Avos during the time of Sfiras HaOmer, because we're trying to grow as people. Pirkei Avos is actually only 5 prakim, but it's 6 prakim because they needed another week in Sfira to learn Pirkei Avos. It's really, the 6th parak is a brisa. It's not even Mishnayos. So it's interesting. If you look at the Mefarshim, the reason why the brisa was put in was so that we'll have another week of learning in Sfiras HaOmer. And then the 7th week, you chazer the whole Pirkei Avos, which is fascinating. So much was the learning of Pirkei Avos associated with the time of Sfira that they even added an additional Perek to Avos, so the people, the Gaonim maybe, so that they would have what to learn for another week. The idea is because Pirkei Avos represents introspection, self-analysis and scrutiny, to really examine the way we're behaving. In fact, the Gemara in Baba Kama says someone who wants to become a chassid, a pious person, should work on brachos, 3 mandamrit, brachos, nezikin, and mili da'avos. And both the Marasha and the Maral say it's not a machlokas, it's different aspects of Avodas Hashem. Brachos is ben adam l'makom, nezikin is ben adam l'chavero, and avos is called something that we don't have in Shas, this term, but it's a term that the Rishonim use, ben adam l'ad, man to him, which obviously includes Bina de Mechavir and Bina de Mamakam, but Pirkei Avos is about examining your own self, how you see things, your own perspective on things, and fine-tuning the way you look at things, the way you deal with things. That's called Bina de Mechavir. And in this period of time, a person really should be working on perfecting himself in those areas. So that's what I would like, that's what I wanted to talk about today. Just to sum up, we said that really Pesach and Shavuos are really one yontif, so much so the Ramban even calls the Sfiras HaOmer a Chol HaMoed. It's not, unfortunately, because of the Avelis, we don't feel that Simcha anymore, but there was a connection. And the connection is the growth process of coming out of Pesach and now what? So what do you want me to do with my life? I'm now out of Pesach and I'm supposed to get the Torah. What do you want from me? So no, we want you to go through a process of growth, of self-analysis, of you as a person, and to improve in areas of Taiva, improve in areas of Gaiva, improve in areas of Atzlus, improve in areas of Chesed, improve in areas of Shlita, of Hiskabras, of Gvura, of self-control. And all of this will then allow us to be Zocha, to get the Torah. Here, Besuris Tovos, we all see Yeshua's Venechamos, and Klal Yisrael should, in the Schus of all of you holy people who are working on yourselves, and we're just by learning these Divrei Torah, we're already called Ovdei Hashem. So in that schus, we should just see Besuris Tovos, and everyone should have a wonderful Shabbat.